Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Tuesday, December 29th, 2020, 15 minutes exactly past the hour, and away we go. Yeah, here we go. Now, see, this is going to be a two-hour program that may be a little off the tracks, but that's okay because it's the end of the year and it's going to be a year-end wrap-up show, although I don't really believe it's going to turn into that, so we'll just play it by ear. Now, two things I do want to mention right off the top of the program. I want to give a shout out here to the Marion Star, because in today's paper, if you can run out and get it, there is a nice article on Martha Douse's passing. Dancer Martha Douse Menasie dies. She taught in Marion beginning in 1943. So a nice story in regard to Martha Douse is in the Marion Star this morning. So take a look at that. Now, another thing I want to mention before we get to the guests here, and really only one guest is in studio so far. But as the morning goes, there will be more guests. Now, here is the thing. Many months ago, we had, I'm going to say, a voodoo doctor on the show. Yeah, we had a voodoo doctor on the show, the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. And she had been on programs with me before, radio programs and other things. Now, here's what happened. She wanted copies of the programs that we did for her website. And after she was on, I emailed them to her because I had her email from way back when she was on in the past. Well, she called me not too long after that and said that she never got the shows. And I said, well, this is the email I have. And she said, well, I got a new email. Here's the new email. So in early October, I sent her the shows again with the new email. Well, I thought all was well. And then last night, I got a call from her, and she was angry because she did not have the shows. And I'm not saying she cursed me on the phone. I'm not saying that I got a voodoo curse put on me. But she was definitely not happy. And I don't know. I might be cursed at this point. So if anything happens to me, you know, in the next, I don't know how long a curse lasts. You know, break a mirror, I don't know, it's bad luck so many years. So I'm not sure how long you can be cursed, but apparently I have now been cursed by a voodoo woman. So there you go. You only live once. You got to go through these things. Now, beside that, now we'll turn up the microphones and we'll go to our guests this morning. Now, one will be joining us momentarily, so we'll announce her when she gets here. But Michelle Whitaker, who was with us here on Christmas Eve, which that was a lot of fun. And now she's back for another round here on close to the new year. Get a little closer to the microphone so people can hear you.
I don't know what day it is.
You don't know what day it is.
What day is it?
You don't know the day?
No one knows the date. 29th.
I know the date.
I don't.
It's December 29th.
You just looked at the calendar.
Well, that's what you do every morning. You look over here and you see what the date is. You give them the time and the date and you go ahead with it.
I guess.
Now, what do you think about being cursed by this voodoo woman?
I already feel like I'm cursed.
Well, you went through the pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had one of those things.
Yeah, definitely.
You lived.
I lived.
You're here to tell the tale.
I'm still here. Yep.
Now this morning before our other friend gets here, the point of this show, it's my understanding, not that these shows ever follow any point.
Not with you two.
No. Well, she'll come in here. You know how she is.
She'll come in. Yeah.
No, she'll come in and she'll be firing off things at me and making complaints. And then I'll say something nasty. And then she'll say, I mean. And that's what'll happen.
You know, that's why you need to have us on more often. Because she has all this pent-up. How long has it been?
Long time.
Yeah, so she's been listening for a long time with things to say.
Well, she says them in the group chat.
Yeah, we do.
But you know, that's just not the same.
It's not the same.
Not the same.
Not the same as calling someone and slamming that receiver down.
Right.
You can't do that anymore.
Well, how did we drift? Because really, the last time we did a show, I believe, was somewhere like July.
Yeah, I think everybody just got busy.
Is that what happened?
I mean, I was really busy.
So that hour a week was just too much. Too much.
Well, I could have came in the summer, but I started school. What day did school start? August.
No, I think it was later because of...
No, it was August.
I think it was in September.
It was August.
I think it was after Labor Day.
I'm pretty sure it was August 27th.
Oh, man, it's already starting. We're 4 minutes in.
It was August 27th. I can go back and look at my first day on my schedule.
In any event, the point of this show will be a look back at the year, but not the national stories. Just local life events.
Good, because that's all we see. If you want to know national, just watch the news.
We'll probably do national with Kreskin. He's going to be on later this week doing his New Year's predictions. So we'll do that. But this will be from a local perspective and more of a personal life perspective.
Yeah, I saw his picture that you posted of his prediction. That was the prediction, right?
It was the prediction.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was right. And I had that in my possession. I could have looked at that any time from mid-October on, and I did not.
Maybe you should have so you could, take a picture with proof with the date.
Well, I do have it now, and I didn't want to throw it away.
Why?
Well, because it was, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him making his prediction.
Yeah.
And I think only 3 people in the world got those envelopes. So now I have mounted it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he was right.
He was right.
Yeah.
He did pick Joe Biden.
Yeah, I listened to him a lot. He was on a lot this past whatever.
Well, we've got to have good guests.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since you guys went AWOL, what can you do? Pull that orange microphone over for a second. For some reason, that mic is acting up. I don't know the mic is being facetious this morning. Let's just see if we can get the orange one working a little better than that. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Just keep talking. I think we're getting better.
Are people awake and Marion today? It's
You're
cold
talking
out.
So softly today. I think that's part of it.
Listen, I haven't had any coffee. I have had a cup of coffee.
Hid in the studio this morning, and I think you were trying to scare me.
I did. I got here before Scott. I'm coming in for his job.
Yeah, you want the job. You can take it.
I got here, sat in this chair. I think you need a new chair, by the way.
It's a comfortable chair.
It is. That chair is broken in.
It is?
It's definitely.
Where's it broken?
I feel like you could have a better chair. I sat in that chair, and I was like, whoa, this is definitely, how old is that chair?
You know, I don't even know where this chair came from, to be honest.
So, if anybody has an extra chair around,
Scott
could use one.
Because during Thanksgiving, this is how long ago it's been, I actually bought new chairs for the guests. I don't know if I bought one for over here, but I certainly bought one for the guests.
Okay.
And I just haven't brought them in yet.
Why?
I don't know. Well, because I have a car, number one, so it's hard to load 3 chairs up. It is.
How big are they? Are they in boxes?
No, I've already put
them
together.
They're just all together?
I've already assembled them.
Oh, you put them together already?
Well, I wasn't going to assemble them here.
Yeah. Between you, Abby, and I, we all have cars.
We all have cars.
I miss my SUV.
Well, I thought one day, maybe I could put one in the back seat, and maybe I could put one in the front seat.
Or just bring one a day. One.
Just wheelchairs in every morning.
Just put yourself in the chair and wheel across the parking lot.
Well, every morning the Ohio Health woman waves at me.
Oh.
And I think as I come in every morning.
You should wheel across and wave at her.
Well, I'm just saying every morning if I'm wheeling in a chair, I think that's going to look very strange.
Who cares? Why do you care what she thinks?
I don't care what she thinks, but I just think that I want to get this all done in one foul swoop.
Oh, okay. You should have done it today while we were here. I was here before you. I could have waited.
Well, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Last night, you guys were complaining that you would have to bring me breakfast.
We weren't complaining. I tried to go get you breakfast. McDonald's, I don't know what they put in their food or whatever, but there's always a line.
Yeah, but you could have gone through because you were here before me.
I didn't want to be. I was afraid I was going to be late. The line was really long. It was out to almost the street.
Well, we're going to have to make up a new thing. Where you come in more often. Because regulars are good. That should be your New Year's resolution, to come in once a week.
Once a week.
Once a week.
Resolution. We can have,
Are we making
resolutions?
I think we should.
Oh, you're going to ask what the resolution's going to be,
But this year, it's not that normal baloney. It's not lose weight or go to the gym, because we can't do that.
That's never my resolution. That's
people
just
make
like,
that one.
That's like a life. I just like, I just go to the gym regularly.
I want real resolutions.
Real resolutions.
Hmm. You know, they're closing one of the...
I don't know if I can say those on air.
They're closing one of the gyms here in Marion. I believe the 31st is the last day.
Hold up. What gym are they closing?
I think it's Anytime Fitness.
Oh, I don't go to that one.
Yeah, I think they're closing that up. I believe the 31st is the last day. I could be wrong on that. Double check me, but I know it is closing.
I don't go to Anytime. I've never been there. It's too small.
Where do you go?
So I'm a member of Planet Fitness that I never go to, but I spend $10 a month. It's $10 a month.
$10 a month. But see, what I hear, I hear there's a knock on that gym. I hear.
What's the knock?
I don't know it.
I haven't been there forever.
Well, I just hear that there were a lot of people there.
There's a lot of people.
Because of the price.
But I've heard that it can get crowded, and I've also heard, like, I just asked someone the other day because they said they went there. They go, no, it hasn't been that crowded. So I don't know. It just depends on your timing. Like, when I go there, I usually go at night, not morning, or I try to go at night, no one's there. And I don't have to get up early in the morning, so I just go at night there.
But a lot of people like to get their exercise done in the morning.
I'm not a morning exercise person. I like nighttime. I've always liked to work out at night, like in the evening. I don't know why. Except I go to yoga in the morning.
Now, see, why yoga? Why did that all start? That was a 2020 thing.
I've always liked yoga. That's because they opened in 2019. So, yoga. I don't know what it is about yoga. It's just... I don't know.
Does it clear your brain?
It does, kind of, at the end. Yeah.
But I want to just make, because we brought it up already, you were here on Thursday, Christmas Eve, and now you're here today, Tuesday, like 4 days later, and it's fun, isn't it? It's fun to come in once a week.
It's totally fun.
Yeah.
You know, I've been lazy, and I haven't wanted to get up, like, and move, so, because it's cold. I don't like winter. It's cold. It's dark. I don't want to get up and go.
Yeah, but you get here and you're then filled with excitement joy.
I feel it.
And happy.
But I mean, I was teaching. I had a long-term sub for 9 weeks and I had to be up and out the door. And you were free by seven.
You were free every Wednesday. We all know it.
I know, but I'm going to yoga on Wednesdays.
No, see, you got to cancel that.
I got to go to
yoga. You cancel that out. Because not during this time. You can go at 10, or you can go at 7 in the morning, but not from 8 to 10.
They only have certain class times.
Time to move it.
And the time, well, I could come for a little bit, but I have to be at yoga by 9:45 on Wednesdays.
No, there's got to be other times.
No, there's not. And it's yoga
school. There's one time?
Well, they were having,
Where is this?
Downtown. It's a great little place downtown. And they, the owners got hit with Corona, like, I think it was October. And then it was just kind of like, and then more, they were on the struggle bus with this Corona and staying open and having to shut down. And then, I know a lot of places attendance has been down places because people are afraid of Corona and they're just a small business trying to.
Well, don't you think they should be?
What's that?
Afraid of it?
I mean, I think you should just use precautions, like the right, like. If it's a really crowded place, don't go. Like some supermarkets I go to, I'm not going to name any names, but I can tell you, I think it was Christmas Eve, and it was insane.
Now, why would you go to the market on Christmas Eve? See, this is a cardinal error.
It wasn't Christmas Eve. It was the day before. It was Christmas Eve. And I walked in, and I just wanted to get gift cards. I needed gift cards, and... There were so many people there. I was like, there was nobody counting at the door the door to make sure.
Well, weren't you one of the ones who said that funny socks are not a good gift?
No, not me.
You said it was good.
I said any socks. I think socks are great gifts.
Somebody criticized me
for
that.
I buy nice socks for people. Like, I don't buy, you're getting a pair of good socks. Socks are expensive. Like, obviously, this person doesn't have a middle school... 13-year-old that plays basketball that needs wants her Nike socks that cost $17 a pair.
Yeah, but aren't adults good for this too?
I love like a good pair of socks.
Right, and over Christmas, somebody who listens to this show gave me a box of novelty socks.
That's fun.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, I actually, when we got your ornament for you, I said, or we can get him socks, because he said novelty socks are a good gift.
Novelty socks are a good gift. Mm-hmm. The only bad gift, in my opinion, is a gift card. if...
And that's what I gave you.
And that's what you gave me. But I think it... But it had more to do with what I do every morning.
Right.
So that's okay. I can understand that.
Right. I didn't give you a gift card to, like, Taco Bell or Arby's.
No,
or,
I wouldn't do that.
You go to McDonald's every morning.
Every morning.
So that's a great gift card.
Because I can't get people to bring me a drink every morning, heaven knows.
That's because McDonald's line is 8 million miles long. You know what, though? On Sunday, my mom and I, we ran down to Home Goods in the morning. And when we went by, my mom notices this. We went by Dunkin', nobody was there. And we weren't, it wasn't even that early. It was like 8:30, prime time. No, one car was in the line at McDonald's on Sunday morning. Well, it was insane.
Now, the weekend after Christmas is typically, for every business on earth, a slow weekend.
I don't know, because I'm not open.
Usually it is, but because people are worn out.
I believe that, because when Stewart's is open, typically the day after a holiday, because we're open during like Easter time, July 4th, Memorial Day. Am I missing any holidays? Labor Day. We're always slow normally the next day. Unless, like if it falls on a, if the holiday is on a Sunday and it falls on a Monday, we're kind of busy because the lunch, like people come in to eat their lunch, but if it falls like on a weekend day, we're slow, like the day after. It's weird. I don't know.
Well, Christmas is the worst because, as you said, everybody comes out, every family member. People come out of places you never have seen. So when it's all over, plus Christmas is a busy day for people. They go around, they visit people, there's Santa Claus comes, and the day after, you are tired.
I don't know. Like, I think maybe food places are slower because everybody's eaten and they have leftovers at home. I can tell you for certain, shopping is not slower because people are, like, true shoppers are going out for the Christmas deals after Christmas deals. I used to do that. I haven't done that for a long time.
Well, I was not out and about on Saturday, but Sunday I was.
I went out on Saturday to get to Home Goods to get, I had seen these chairs on Christmas Eve. But it wasn't time to buy furniture on Christmas Eve, and I kept thinking, I hope these chairs are still here. And they were.
You got, well, what's special about the chairs?
It's just that they fit the living room. They swivel and they rock. They're just like, it's not a big chair. They're not big, big chairs. And as soon as I sat in, they're comfortable too. I sat in it. It was actually Abby and I that had gone shopping in. I sat in a chair and it was great. Comfy.
This sounds just super exciting. The two of you just shopping. Woo.
It was.
Boy, oh boy.
We bought your present.
Well, I appreciate that.
And see, actually, that's a good present. Okay, so an ornament's probably better than socks. Because socks that you have a very high percentage likely you might lose one. If you live in my house.
Well, that's true, but I mean, you could break an ornament. You could lose an ornament.
Will that ornament break that we bought?
I think it was glass.
No, it wasn't glass.
I think it was ceramic.
It was like that.
Ceramic.
It was like ceramic.
Yeah, well, you could break ceramics.
Well, you better take care of that then.
Well, it's on the tree.
It better be in bubble wrap.
If it falls off, that's usually when they break.
Do you have carpet? Do you have carpet?
Yeah, but you know, a good fall can still cause a break.
Usually ornaments last a long time, though. If you're careful with them.
Now, here's what I want
to
know.
Because take care of these kind of
things. But hold on a second. Now, see, I've got an ornament on my tree now that has both of your names on it.
Right.
Now, do you have an ornament on your tree that has my name on it?
No, because you didn't buy us one.
Well, no, I don't think you would put it up.
Yes, I would.
I don't think you would.
Yeah, I would.
No.
And Abby would, too, because her tree had all her ornaments, like, from her kids that have been made. And my tree had a couple, because I have a couple trees up. So I have my tree that I decorate that I'm picky about, but I really wasn't that picky this year. I didn't care. And then I have my real tree that I just put, like, random ornaments on. But my daughter has a little tree in her room, and she likes all her, like, the ones she had made. I just let her put them on her own tree. But I had a couple. Like, I have homemade ornaments on my tree.
Well, here's what
I'm
think.
I'm not fancy.
No, but here's what I thought would have happened. Because that clearly was a nice gift. I liked it. It's on the tree. But I thought you would have bought three of them.
Yeah.
And then one for each of you, you know, keep for yourself, put them on your tree, and then one for me, and there you go.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to go back.
So you guys obviously exchanged gifts, but I don't know what you got each other. What did you get each other?
We didn't. I did get Abby something.
Oh, so she's the one who just didn't get anybody anything. So what did you get
she
her?
Did. She got you.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. First of all, what did you get her?
I got her a gift card, but it's a good one. She was talking about she wants to to go get her face, like, a facial.
That's good, because she looked rough the other morning.
Oh, my gosh. I go to an esthetician.
No, she did. Listen, I think she would say that. She was in a hurry, wasn't she?
She was in a hurry.
She looked a little rough.
I go to an esthetician. You know, face girl, you know.
Face peeler.
She's amazing, and she's in town, and I've been going to her forever. And Abby was talking about how she wanted to go get something done that, like, I get done.
Yeah.
And I bought her a gift card to there. That's a good gift.
Oh, I think so. After I saw her the other morning, sure.
Yeah. Because it is expensive to go get facials and stuff. Facials are expensive.
Oh, I have no idea, but I assume.
They are. So yeah. I bought her, like, I sent her a digital, because you can get a digital through Ashley.
So you spent more on her gift than mine, is what you're saying.
Part of it was another gift, like, for part of, because she just recently got married. So part of it
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So, you know, bought her a little.
So it was a wedding gift.
She lives in a house full of boys, like 5 boys and 1 husband. She needs to go to the esthetician and get a relaxing facial.
So that's all you got her?
I think that's all I got her, yeah.
So it's like $50.
It was 50 bucks.
$50. Yeah. Sure. But you're saying that was a conjunction gift for wedding and Christmas.
Yeah, I was like, happy holidays, happy, like when I sent the message, it said, happy holidays, happy marriage.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, and she got you nothing?
I don't know. Maybe.
Now, don't try to hide it. Don't sugarcoat it.
Abby's always doing, you know what? Abby's always doing nice things. When I got Corona the first night, because I don't have your phone number, so I can't just text
I don't even
you.
Want to talk about this because
you don't always check the messenger.
I do.
Do you get notifications for it?
Because
I don't have notifications for my messenger.
Turn it on.
Okay, so I didn't realize you have notifications on, but now that I have your phone number, I totally took a picture of your phone number.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like,
on the wall over there.
Yep,
yeah.
I'm gonna text Scott now.
Oh, trouble.
But she, the first night, we had no Gatorade or like popsicles or anything in the house, and that was the night. That day, remember, we got the first snow. That was that Monday. We got the good snow that came through, like right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, the big storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why when I went and got tested for Corona, I was like, nobody's going to be at the testing site because everybody's going to be at the supermarket. And I was right. There wasn't anybody there.
Right.
I only had to wait like 40, 45 minutes. I was in and out 50 minutes. That wasn't a long period of time.
That's pretty good.
I know people that have waited hours and hours. So she dropped off Gatorade and popsicles, and so she's always like dropping stuff off to me.
Not to me.
Like food weight wise.
Nothing. Zero.
She gives me gifts all year long. When I was at Harding one day, she went and got me a Starbucks and a piece of like the pumpkin bread because I was starving and I didn't take any lunch that day. She dropped that off.
Not me. That's
Not
all
you.
I can say.
I'm
no,
pretty
I,
sure
you know,
she knows your breakfast.
Well, you would think.
Well, we're just all missing out this year, though, because we're not at school all together, and Abby always used to make us treats.
Well, that is true, and I don't deny that, but clearly you have continued to benefit from this, and I just don't.
That's because we have each other's phone numbers.
Well, that's nice that you guys...
And now I
you
have
know,
your phone number, because I
right.
took a picture of it on the wall today, because I thought you might be dead. So
well, how nice.
I was going to...
You were
going to
call
like,
me if I was dead?
I was like, if he doesn't show up in time, I'm going to have to go... No, I was going
to... You'd have
to
host the show.
Well, first I was like texting. Are you okay?
You'll have to test. You have to host
text
the show.
You. Are you okay?
Yeah, but here's the thing. So you continued to get gifts. That's nice.
They're not gifts. They're just...
Nice, warm sediments.
They're not gifts.
So then on but see, you said you bought the gift card, so I know you did that, the McDonald's gift card.
Yeah.
So that was you.
Yeah.
And the ornament
was Abby.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know about that.
It was combined.
Yeah.
You're overanalyzing.
No. This is not. I want to make sure I get the whole
McDonald's gift cards are great.
Oh, they certainly are.
You need to get it. I should have bought you a DoorDash gift card too, so you could DoorDash your McDonald's.
I'd have been all over that.
Have you DoorDashed?
One time.
My children are addicted to it. Addicted to DoorDash.
Really?
Like, I think though that would have been amazing growing up having DoorDash.
See, I don't know, because I like, the problem is going to be, it's like this whole work at home thing and this whole DoorDash thing. People were already socially apart. And now they're just getting more and more and more apart to the point to where it's going to be bad. People are going to lose all social skills. People are not, you know, endorphins release when you talk to people.
Yeah.
And when you see somebody and you get facial expressions
and
sarcasm.
I just went to dinner last night with some girls and definitely. And it wasn't like we weren't there a long time. We weren't sitting there, you know, having drink after drink after drink, just like, but it was still like nice to sit there for an hour with people and your age and talk.
Right. And I think people see, sometimes people think they're too busy to fit that in.
Right.
And they don't do it.
Yeah.
And if they do it, even if they are stressed, they are glad they did it.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Well, that's kind of been actually my thing. Like, I've been trying to fit, like, I stopped here before. I would have been like, I don't have time to stop it at Christmas and I on Christmas Eve, and I stopped here that day even though I was busy.
And you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is one of my rules for 2021 that we're about to head into, because it is the social distance age for a little bit longer. And I think that people need to get together more.
A while.
Well, yeah, probably about 9 months, I would say.
I was going to say, I heard like next fall is when we're going to get into some normalcy.
Well, but here's the thing. I think that people need to get together more. Because I think now that we are staying home more and we are pulling back and we are doing that sort of thing, we really are not getting together as much. And life did not get any busier, really. I think what happened is people are staying home so much they just don't want to leave. And they're saying, well, I'm busy.
That does happen.
Yeah.
You get in like a funk.
You do.
And you're just like, I don't want to go anywhere. Because your sweatpants are so comfortable. Well, and it's cold out and it's dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not really 3.
Well, I mean, think about this. At the beginning of this year, I was seeing you guys probably 5 days a week.
Well, yeah, at school.
Right, but that time is gone now.
I know, it's sad.
Right, but beside that, there would still be times where we would come here at night, where we would go out and eat or do something, and all that vanishes because I think people are spending too much time at home.
Well, yeah, probably.
But they say they're busy
and it's
when
gonna
they're
get,
really
I
not.
I mean, honestly, it's going to get worse because now we're going in January where people just, like, hibernate.
Now, see, this is a good month for a good New Year's resolution. You force yourself to go out and do that stuff.
I can tell you, and I don't know if my mother is listening, she literally hibernates in January and February. She goes, it's... The other night I wanted to go somewhere. She goes, I don't want to go. I go, why? It's dark.
Well, you know, here's...
And cold. She doesn't go anywhere because it's cold and dark, and she's not going.
Well, here's my tip for the new year, for this New Year's resolution to get out more. What you need, because sometimes if you don't see people for like 6 weeks, then you're out for a long time because you have a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it once a week and you set it as a time, then it becomes part of your schedule.
That's true.
And you usually set it at a time when you know you're going to be available. And then when somebody else comes to you and say, can you do something? You say, well, no, I got plans. And you don't have to make them every week and like go through that whole rigmarole.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you're only there for like 45 minutes or an hour because you don't have all this pent-up stuff to talk about.
Right.
So that's how I think you do it.
Well, that's true. Like basketball last year we had basketball and my winter was a little crazy. I was going to 5 basketball games a week. Plus we were working till what, 5:30? I don't remember how late we'd work every day, and I was subbing every day. So life was a little crazy last year, and we still saw each other. And Abby's kids are in wrestling and we all still saw each other. So this year isn't as bad. I only have one kid in basketball.
Well, I think it's just based in fun, because I think that's one of the things that the pandemic has done, has worn people down.
Mm-hmm.
It's worn them down to the point to where they don't want to go out. And I have always found that even when you don't want to go out, you probably should.
I was probably like that before. I was like, I'd be like, I don't want to go. And it's not that I don't even want to go. I don't know what it is.
Like, well, I remember back when we were doing the podcast, and you would show up, and usually you were coming directly from an eight-hour work day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were coming. You had not changed your clothes.
No,
you were coming directly from there.
I was a greasy mess.
You were greasy the whole bit, but yet you came.
Mm-hmm.
You made the effort to come.
Yeah.
And usually, you stayed a little longer, even when the show was over. There was a little conversation that happened or something. So normally you would be like, oh man, I don't want to go do that. I've just worked hard. I'm tired. I'm greasy. But once you get there,
you're fine.
You have fun.
Yes. And that's how I always have been. I'll always be like, I don't want to go. No, I'm not going to go. And even up to the last minute, I'll be like, I don't want to go. And then, but if I make myself, and once I get there, I'm usually 98% of the time, I'm okay. There's been a couple times where I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm not staying here. And that was just probably because there's people there that I was just not, I don't know. That happens a few times. But usually, yeah, I'm good.
So this is something that people should do.
Yes, they should.
So we agree.
I think people stay home. People are staying home a lot. Watching a lot of Netflix, watching.
Right. Now, if you're ill, stay home.
Absolutely. And even I had COVID. It was over Thanksgiving. And I don't feel like I should go everywhere now. Just like, oh, I got a free pass to go everywhere now because I got sick. I don't know. I don't want to get sick with something else. Because despite what people think, there's still other pneumonia, bronchitis, flu. I don't want to get that.
No, I don't think anybody wants to be ill.
No, I hate being sick.
Yeah.
And I always get sick.
But now you have the after effects.
I do have the after. I just have
of the pandemic.
Yeah, weird body aches. Weird. Just weird things. I still don't have my taste is not completely all back. I was trying to eat a piece of carrot cake last night, and I couldn't taste it. I was getting ready to throw it away. My son's like, are you going to throw that away? It was like, because it's kind of a big piece. I'm like, yeah. He's like, no, just give that to me.
So he just wanted it.
But there's a lot left. So.
Hand it over. So you made a carrot cake from scratch.
Yeah. Shredded those carrots.
Used real carrots.
Yes.
How about that?
I know, and I didn't bring you a piece. I'm sorry.
I know. There has been no food of any sort.
Are you kidding me?
From you.
Oh, from me.
From you.
I bring you Stewart's.
Right, in the summer, you were big into this.
Yeah.
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 And then brought you a piece of downhill.
Cake. I'm sorry.
You know, I think the distance started with the Friday program. I think that's when there started to be problems.
Oh, yeah?
There was just a miscommunication there, and that's what I'm going to chalk it up to. I'm not going to get into that, but I think there was just a miscommunication there, and I think that caused a little bit of problem.
Also, you know what, though? That kind of went back with her going back to work as well. It kind of ran next to her starting back up at her job after they were shut down.
Oh, and I would never criticize anybody.
I don't know. I think she just got busy, too. It was just weird. Sometimes there's, things that just kind of happen at the same time. And I don't know. I mean, Abby definitely got busy. She was there. She is. She was going back to work. She moved. She had to get her house she had been in.
Oh, thank you.
Together. She moved. Was building a house. She had all kinds of things going on.
Life happens. I agree.
And her oldest played football, and football makes you busy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they would do dinners on Thursdays, the moms, and... No, they didn't. They didn't do dinners. I don't know.
Ooh, what was that? Was that a secret? Was that let out? Oh, man. Slipped out there right on the air. It's like an expose. So, Abby is here now, and she brought all kinds of stuff. This is nice. How are you doing, Abby?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Good to see you. You did bring a pop. That's nice of you.
That was what you said to do, right?
Right. Well, normally you're not exactly following my orders all the time.
Well, I'm really glad that I got up and got myself ready this morning after hearing how terrible I looked last week.
See, I did not use the word terrible. What did I say?
Rough.
You looked
rough.
A little rough
and
last week.
You know
what?
We went over that last year about telling people they look rough. Because you told me that one time. You go, you're looking a little rough. And I was like, thanks.
Okay, you don't want to say somebody looks bad because they really don't. They don't look bad in general. We're doing a program here.
Oh,
excuse me.
Are there people out there?
I don't want to interrupt your conversation.
Are you guys
listening? Because I'm doing a little program over here. But listen, the thing of it is that the people really don't look bad because bad is bad. I don't want to say bad.
Do you think rough? I feel like rough is almost worse than bad.
No, you know what rough means? Rough looks like you're tired and your eye. No, your eyes are a little tired and maybe you, I don't know, maybe didn't put. See, I don't know who wears makeup and who doesn't. Maybe you didn't get it together that morning. Maybe that's what it is. But you just look different. So that's my rough. That's what I mean
so
when I say
rough.
So when
we leave here, you're going to tell somebody we looked rough?
Sure. They looked rough this morning. It was no Picasso to look at those two this morning.
What? That would be offensive because I actually tried to get up this morning.
I brushed my hair.
No, you two look good today. But, but no. Now admit it. Now, did you feel rough? You were. It was Christmas Eve. You were ragged. You were being run ragged. You had Santa Claus coming and the whole bit.
I had taken Owen to practice that morning. We did get up early. I don't know if I just got up in a hurry.
You had on your Ohio sweatshirt and your jeans.
We weren't expecting to come in. I wasn't expecting to come in.
But it wasn't the clothes. You could wear whatever. You wore those overalls in here like you were just out shucking corn. I don't mind that. But, no, it was the...
I think I just got up quickly. We'll just go with that. I mean, I definitely didn't, like...
Your eyes were a little puffy that day.
Well, you know, I have sleep issues. I don't sleep often.
Abby doesn't sleep well.
That's it. That's all I meant by you look rough. That's it.
I could be
you look fine today.
We could totally get into that topic.
Thanks.
Yeah, you look fine today.
Listen to my voice.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's fine.
It's my allergies from being in this room.
Nobody else has those issues.
That grapevine tree is...
Grapevine tree?
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
It is definitely from like 19, the year we graduated.
Antique. It's an antique Christmas decoration. Don't you keep your Christmas decorations from years past?
I do. I have my mom's
We do throw your ornament away after this year? Sorry. This is not new anymore. Toss this thing.
You know the ceramic trees that everybody loves now, but you buy them in a store? I still have my mother's. She made like four, I don't know, I have my grandma's that my mom made for my grandma. 1978? I don't know, five? I don't remember what it says. It says the date on the bottom of it, though. I still have that. And I
very
always
nice.
Make sure I wrap that
so
up.
So what's wrong with keeping old?
Well, that...
I think the problem is that this never gets put away, really.
No, I put that tree away.
Well, the tree goes in the box that's sitting next to it, but then the box stays.
Where did that tree come from? I'm really...
It's an antique tree.
I like that stuff. I like sentimental Christmas stuff.
I do.
Yeah. Like,
but
I'm good
need
with that.
To, like, it would look so cute if it weren't VHS tapes stacked behind it. And
this is a radio studio. This is an entertainment
hub.
Is
this what they all look like?
They all look like this. To a certain degree.
I feel like they don't.
No, some look worse.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. I worked in a radio studio once where there was a window and there was a road outside the window. And every time a car came by, the window shook. So, yeah, there have been worse situations.
Mm.
Or you have a window in there. Anytime there's a window, it's bad. Windows are bad. Because things, sound vibrates off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good for radio. Or big rooms, high ceilings are bad. Because the sound goes up.
Oh. So all kinds of secrets to radio.
All kinds of secrets. Just like about this dinner, that little secret that got out.
What dinner?
That there's a dinner going on Thursday night. There were dinners going on Thursday night.
It was not like a sit-down dinner. We weren't allowed to do those. We did like...
Right. I didn't want to make it sound like they were doing sit-down
dinners. No, it was like a little carry-out. We had something each week, but it wasn't a...
But that's nice.
We weren't allowed to do dinners. Well, yeah. They're our boys.
Listen, I thought I was nice during that entire football season.
You were very nice.
It was very
great.
Nice.
It was a great season. It was lots of fun.
Yeah.
It was good to hear, you know...
Had Luke's your son on.
Name. Yes.
He had a great season.
He loved it.
It was a lot of fun.
He did, yes.
I enjoyed it.
As awkward as he thought it was going to be, I think he had a really good time.
We did have an awkward moment in that. You know, since we're talking about 2020 memories, and I don't remember it now, but I remember talking about it the next day on the air, because you were sitting on the couch, which I did not know was going to happen. And
you made Scott feel awkward.
No, it was at the end I felt awkward because I felt like Luke was awkward.
He wouldn't come by himself.
No, that's okay. But he kept looking at you. Like, people would not see that.
I was sitting behind him, and he didn't look at me, though.
A couple times.
Did he? Oh.
Yeah. And then you said something, and I snapped at you, like I normally do. But I guess that's snapping at his mother. So then he looked at me like I had done something awful. So there was just a little awkward moment there.
He didn't even mention that afterwards. It makes me feel better. He was good.
Yeah. Well, no, because I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
I like him.
At least I've raised good humans.
Yeah.
Scott likes him.
How did I do that?
You made that sound like you don't like Abby. I like him.
No, I'm just saying.
He did that intentionally.
There was an awkward moment there where, you know, in my mind, I forgot that you were his mother and that, you know, he doesn't understand that that's just how we converse.
The banter.
He didn't feel awkward. He didn't say anything about it. So.
Because he shot me a look. Like,
he did.
Yeah, like, ooh, what are you doing?
Really? That's out of character for him.
Yeah. I forget even what the words were, but it was right at the end.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Did you listen that morning?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
I did.
I don't know. Jury's out. So we've got a whole other hour coming up with a Heckle and Jekyll here, and it'll be interesting because, you know what? Here's the thing, and I know you will say I'm evil for this, but your name changed. And so it's hard for me to introduce you now.
Here's the thing. My first name didn't change and has never changed.
No, I know your first name. But
Ashley?
Yeah. Well, that's a problem. That's the whole problem. I don't want to mispronounce the whole thing at this particular point. So, you know, it's tough because, you know, you're rambling on sometimes when you're doing the intros and you want to introduce because maybe the people listening don't know who you are.
Sure.
Well, at this point, they probably have no idea who you are because you've got a new last name. So, when I go through the introduction, I can't remember because it's only been that way for a few months, but you'll take that as me being mean, which, no, it's just I remember the old one. And I remember the old one because I went to school with one of your cousins.
Right, right.
That's all.
I don't think it's mean, and I feel like if anybody knows, they don't know about my last name anyway, right? It's just Michelle and Abby.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Do you even know my last name?
Yeah, I do know your last name. I know your last name. You gave me no straw, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, it's do you know my former name? My former
yes,
last
I
name?
Do because it's on your Facebook thing.
Do you know how to pronounce it?
No, I don't. How do you pronounce it?
It's Malus.
Malus.
Malus. You've never heard of that last
really?
Name, have you?
Now, what is that? Is that German?
It's Polish.
Polish.
Yeah, it used to be like had a ski on the end at some point. And they took the ski off. Yeah.
Oh, so you're like Chicago area. No. There's a lot of Polish people up in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
No, just Pennsylvania.
So what are your New Year's resolutions?
Oh, I don't really make resolutions.
Aren't we talking about
I'll, like,
this
set
next
goals?
We're talking about this next. So what's
I'll
new with
goals.
You? What's new with you?
I've had a busy year. Busy year.
Mess with the semantics.
Mm-hmm. I told you she's been busy.
Yeah, I understand. But I just didn't understand that there was still, like, gift-giving going on between you two, and I was just out.
This is crazy to me. Like, no, crazy to me. For so on, like, you have 100%, you got me the sweetest gift
hold on,
Christmas.
Hold on.
So I will say
whoa,
this
wait
because
a second.
You were...
Whoa. Listen, here's what happened.
He can't even admit it.
Gift.
It was very, very nice.
No.
It was very thoughtful.
Here's what happened.
Oh, my goodness.
You had a busy year, but you were still bringing Michelle Gatorade and what was it earlier on?
She was
popsicles.
Sick.
Popsicles, sure. And well, that's nice of you. I have no doubt that that's very nice of you. And you brought her food at lunch at school, right? Yeah. And that's very nice of you. And you went shopping at somewhere. In Columbus, right?
We invited you.
No,
we invited
no,
you.
No.
You said us.
That's a lie.
You don't want to go shopping with us.
No, I don't want to go shopping. See, it's the invite, and then I can say, "Oh, sorry, I'm busy." That's it.
And that's what you do.
That's
every
what I would
time
do.
We invite
sure.
You.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's more. You know, I can't get angry about that because you've invited me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I would ever go.
We know you don't come.
It's confusing though because I can't remember how many places Scott has ever invited us to go.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Never once. He's never brought me anything to school.
I can't even get you to bring me a donut.
No. We work like
the donut.
Listen, the donut was stale by the time I would have been over there.
We work like 3 seconds from each other and you've never brought me anything.
You've never said you want
to. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when was this?
How many times? You know I get Starbucks every day.
But you've never said bring me one.
Yes, I have.
Where?
Lots of times.
Like on the messenger?
Probably.
Oh, it was probably messed up that day. Because sometimes you get talking and I can't see everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next hour, we're going to talk about the year that was.
Yes.
Because a lot of life moments have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Great.
Are you excited?
We are so excited.
Well, you have happy life moments to talk about. You have some happy life moments to talk about.
Yep.
Or not. Maybe no happy life moments, but we're going to get into them next hour as we ring out. What are you going to do for New Year's? New Year's Eve. It's going to be different this year.
Nothing. We're not allowed.
What is wrong
like
with you two?
Curfew of 10 o'clock.
I mean, are you
partying
up?
Curfew's at 10.
With any luck.
No
doubt.
Not
allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah, I understand that. But people
curfew.
And I don't think people should have more than 10 people over, but I think that's what's going to happen. I think people will
get... Oh, there's going to be more than 10 people
over. Well, I'm saying that I don't think you should. That's my recommendation. But I think it could happen.
I can tell you age groups that are definitely going to have more than 10 people.
Sure.
You know what I might do? I might just go out and start driving like at 10 o'clock and stopping at parties.
When I was 20, I would not have cared. When I was 20.
But you should.
But I
Because
I
people
really,
are dying.
When you're 20, you're invincible.
I don't know about that.
It's true.
I don't know about that, unfortunately.
I have big New Year's plans.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You'll do something. Everybody does something.
No.
You know, I'll give you an example. In the grocery store, they started selling 2021 glass, like wine glasses.
Mm-hmm.
People are buying them like crazy because people will, even though that, right, but they will be drinking, they will be celebrating, they will be watching things. It'll be a thing.
I'm staying home with the kids, but we always do like a toast of some sort.
I'm staying home. Like, I'll probably have a couple, like, I have three kids. You have five at your house, so.
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to go to break. We're going to come back in 15 minutes with a whole hour of New Year's stuff.
All
right. With Abby and Michelle after this break. Don't go. Ever since I told you you don't talk enough, well, you're just there now. You're talking all the time. You're talking right over me, right up through the break.
That's right.
There you go. Throw it to break.
Someone has
throw
to
it
run
break.
This. I'm
Quick,
kidding.
Throw it
I
to break.
Throw it to break.
Throw it to break.
Nope, we're going
say,
to break.
Say we'll be back in 15 minutes.
We'll be back in 15 minutes.
By the way, I do want to wish a happy 95th birthday to Jane Meadows. Turned 95.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to get her on.
A few days ago.
You have to get her on if you get through her secretaries.
Her secretaries are difficult to get through. Once you get to Jane, you're okay. But the secretaries are
it's
a little difficult.
It's that force field it's around.
Yeah, force field around Jane Meadows. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh71.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported